Okay, I want you to close your eyes down now and just allow yourself to feel as lazy as you could ever be. Listening quietly to the sound of my voice, and while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, just concentrating for a few moments on your breathing. Breathing slowly, calmly, and steadily. Just as though you were sound asleep. Or at least pretending to be sound asleep. And imagining, perhaps, just how comfortable you might look as you're relaxing there on the surface beneath you. Using the power of your mind to see yourself in your own imagination. And then using the power of your mind to do whatever has to happen to make you look even more relaxed. While still thinking about your breathing, making sure that each breath in lasts the same length of time as that last breath in, and each breath outwards lasts the same length of time as the last breath outwards. Even though each breath in will probably be slightly shorter than each breath out. And while you're thinking about your breathing, noticing perhaps the weight of your head, and still listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, it may be that you'll become aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing, but that's okay. You can just simply start thinking about that breathing again, while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and to what I'm saying to you right here and now. And there's a rule that's called 7 plus or minus 2. Now this rule is where most people can think of 7 things all at once, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of at least 5 things all at the same time. The sound of my voice, the steadiness of your own breathing, the weight of your head as it relaxes, and how you might look from the outside. And that's 4 things. So you can think of those 4 things while you're listening to the sounds from within the room that you're in. So that's now 5 things. But I wonder if you can now think about those 5 things, and then at the same time, notice how your feet feel. And perhaps how relaxed your arms might feel. And that's 7 things now. The sound of my voice, the weight of your head, the sounds in your background, the way you look as you're relaxing, and your breathing, and your arms, and how your feet feel. And I wonder if you can now add in an 8th thing into all of that. I wonder if your mind is powerful enough to think of 7 plus 1 things. Adding in, perhaps, an awareness of the temperature in the room around you. And then just testing to see whether you can add yet another input to your senses so that you're thinking of 9 things all at once. That's 7 plus 2 things. Thinking about all those 8 inputs to your different senses, and then maybe adding an awareness of the way your eyes feel while you're thinking about all those other things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the sounds in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, how your arms feel, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. So that's the weight of your head, your breathing, the sounds in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, how your arms feel, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. And of course, when anyone thinks of all of these things, what they're really doing is scanning round them. One after the other, perhaps very quickly, so quickly it feels as though you're thinking of them all at once. That's often called multitasking, sharing your available resources between the different tasks that you're attempting to perform all at once. And that's why some people can think of only 5 things, because that's the limit of their memory, while others can actually think of 9 things. And I wonder how well your memory is working as you now struggle to remember all of those 9 things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the sounds in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, how your feet feel, the sound of my voice, how your arms feel, and how your eyes feel. And now you can think of how good it will feel when you simply allow yourself to think of only the most important thing of all, concentrating all of your energies onto that one most important thing of all, which is going to be so easy to think of now that you're going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of 9 things. And that one thing is how good it feels to think of only one thing. Thinking how relaxed you can be right now. Now that you're only thinking of how relaxed you might like to be. Relaxing in your mind. Calmness in your body. No need to think of anything else at all. No need to do anything. Nobody wanting anything. No one's expecting anything. Nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. And as you continue breathing comfortably, calmly and deeply, all I'd like for you to do is to picture inside your mind, to use your imagination to build yourself a staircase. A staircase, any kind you'd like a staircase, but with 20 steps and you're right there standing at the top. Now you don't need to see all 20 steps all at once. You can see any or all of the staircase any way you like and it's fine. Just notice yourself at the top of this staircase. Notice the step you're on. And any of the others that you'd like, however you see them, is fine. Now in a moment, but not yet, I'm going to begin to count from 1 to 20. And as you may have guessed by now, as I count each number, I want you to take a step down that staircase. I want you to see yourself stepping down. Feel yourself stepping down. One step for each number that I count, and all you need to do is notice. Just notice how much more comfortable, how much more relaxed you can feel after each and every step as you go down that staircase. One step for each number that I count. The larger the number, the further down the staircase. The further down the staircase, the more comfortable you can feel, one step for each number. Okay? You can begin to get ready now, as I'm going to begin. 1. One step down the staircase. 2. 2 steps down the staircase, and that's fine. 3 steps down the staircase, and maybe you already notice how much more relaxed you can be feeling. I wonder if there are any places in your body that feel more relaxed than others. Perhaps your shoulders feel more relaxed than your neck. Perhaps your legs feel more relaxed than your arms. I don't know. And it really doesn't matter. All that matters is that you feel comfortable. 4 steps down the staircase, perhaps feeling already places in your body beginning to relax, and I wonder if the deep, relaxing, restful heaviness right there in your forehead is already beginning to spread and flow downwards across your eyes, over your face, down through your mouth and jaw, relaxing down through your neck, deep, restful and heavy. 5. 5 steps down the staircase, a quarter of the way down now, and already beginning perhaps to really enjoy this relaxation and comfort and calmness. 6 steps down the staircase, perhaps beginning to notice that the sounds which were distracting a little while ago become less so, that all the sounds that you can hear become part of your experience of comfort and relaxation. In fact, anything you can notice now becomes a part of your experience of comfort and relaxation. 7 steps down the staircase, and that's fine. Perhaps noticing a heavy, restful, comfortably relaxing feeling spreading down into your shoulders, down through those arms. I wonder if you notice perhaps one arm feeling heavier than the other. Perhaps your left arm feels a bit heavier than your right. Perhaps your right arm feels heavier than your left. I don't know. Perhaps they both feel equally comfortably heavy, and it really doesn't matter, because you're letting yourself become more and more aware of that comfortable, restful heaviness. Or perhaps it's a feeling of lightness. I really don't know, and it doesn't matter. 8 steps down the staircase, perhaps noticing that even as you relax, your heart seems to beat clearer than you might expect. Perhaps noticing a tingling sensation right there in the ends of your fingers or toes. Perhaps wondering about the movement of your eyes behind those heavy eyelids. 9 steps down the staircase, breathing comfortably, slowly, deeply, restful, noticing that heaviness really beginning to sink in as you continue to notice the pleasant, restful, comfortable relaxation just spreading its way down through your body. 10 steps down the staircase, halfway to the bottom of that staircase, wondering perhaps what might be happening and if anything's happening at all, yet knowing that it doesn't matter. Feeling so pleasantly restful, just continuing to notice the growing, spreading, comfortable relaxation. 11 steps down the staircase, noticing maybe that as you feel increasingly heavy, more and more comfortable, that there's nothing to bother you. Nothing to disturb you as you become deeper relaxed. 12 steps down the staircase, and I wonder if you can notice how easily you can hear the sound of my voice, how easily you can understand the words that I say with nothing to bother and nothing to disturb you. 13 steps down this staircase, feeling more and more the real enjoyment of this relaxation and these comfortable feelings. 14 steps down the staircase, noticing perhaps the sinking, restful pleasantness as your body seems to just sink down deeper into the surface beneath you, with nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you, as though that surface beneath you holds you comfortably, warmly, and safely. 15 steps down the staircase, 3/4 of the way down, deeper relaxed, nothing at all to do but simply enjoy yourself. 16 steps down that staircase, and wondering perhaps what to experience at the bottom of that staircase, and yet knowing how much more ready you already feel to become deeper relaxed, more comfortable, with nothing at all to bother you and nothing at all to disturb you. 17 steps down the staircase, closer to the bottom now, perhaps feeling your heart beat much clearer, perhaps feeling the heaviness in those arms and legs become even more clearly comfortable, knowing that nothing really matters except your enjoyment of your experience of comfortable, calm, physical relaxation with nothing to bother and nothing to disturb you. 18 steps down the staircase, almost to the bottom, with nothing to bother, nothing to disturb, as you continue to go deeper and deeper relaxed. heavy, comfortable, restful and relaxed. Nothing to do. No one to please. No one to satisfy. Just notice how very comfortable and heavy you can feel as you continue to feel and breathe slowly and comfortably, restfully. 19. 19 steps down the staircase, almost to the bottom of the staircase, nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you as you continue to feel more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed, more and more rested. Just noticing. And 20. The bottom of the staircase now. Deeply relaxed, deeper with every breath you take as I talk to you for a moment about something you already know a lot about. Remembering. And forgetting. You know a lot about it because we all do a lot of it. Every moment of every day you remember. And then you forget, so that you can remember something else in its place. You can't remember everything all at once, so you let some memories move quietly back in your mind. I wonder, for instance, if you remember what you ate for lunch yesterday. I would guess that with not too much effort, you can remember what you ate for lunch yesterday. And yet, I wonder if you remember what you ate for lunch 1 month ago today. I would guess the effort is a little too great to dig up that memory, though of course it is there, somewhere deep in the back of your mind. But right now, no need to remember, so you don't. And I wonder if you'll be pleased to notice that the things we talk about today, with your eyes comfortably closed, are the things which you will remember tomorrow, and the next day, or the next week. I wonder if you'll decide to let the memory of these things just rest, right there, quietly in the back of your mind. Or if you'll remember gradually, one bit at a time, or perhaps all at once, to be again resting in the back of your mind. Perhaps you'll be surprised to notice that the exit of the room you're in right now is the place for memory to surface, or perhaps not. Perhaps you'll notice that it's more comfortable to remember on another day altogether, in another situation. It really doesn't matter at all. Whatever you do and however you choose to remember is just fine. It's natural. And it doesn't matter whether you remember tomorrow or the next day, whether you remember all at once or gradually, completely, or even only partially. Whether you let the memory rest, quietly and comfortably in the back of your mind, it doesn't matter at all. And I wonder if you'll notice that this time today perhaps feels more pleasant and comfortable than you may have expected. And I wonder if you'll notice that surprise that there are no other feelings. Or perhaps you'll feel curious about that surprise. I wonder if you'll be pleased to notice that today and any day, whenever you feel your head resting back, whenever you feel your head resting back as it's doing right now, you'll be instantly reminded of how very comfortable you feel right now, and perhaps become even more comfortable than you feel right now. Comfortable and relaxed, with nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. And perhaps this comfort and relaxation will come flooding back quickly and automatically whenever you choose to sit back and rest or reignite it. And I don't know exactly how it will seem. I only know, as perhaps you also know, that your experience will seem surprisingly more pleasant, surprisingly more comfortable, and surprisingly more restful than you might have expected, with nothing now to bother you. Nothing to disturb you. And whatever you're able to notice in the moment, everything can become a part of feeling absolutely comfortable. And while you're relaxing there, so easy and calm inside of yourself, I wonder if you can imagine how wonderful it would feel to be with this relaxed, whenever you want to be. In fact, I wonder if you can create an image of you right at this very moment, perhaps doing something that used to worry you. But instead of being worried, you're just looking so calm and so easy. Looking as if you're just enjoying the whole process of simply being alive in that moment. Just knowing that whatever causes those feelings of worry are just a passing thing. Just a passing thing that will soon seem to be of no importance whatsoever, because it belongs to yesterday or last week or even last year. And a lot of the time, you can now recognize that there never was a need to worry at all. And you might not even be able to remember most of what you were worrying about a while ago. And if you can, it's probably because what you are worrying about hasn't happened yet. And I want you to think about something that is worrying you right now. I want you to have a think about something that may be creating stress in your mind. And while you're thinking of that thing, I want to see how good you are at remembering something that hasn't happened yet. That's right. Remembering what it felt like when that thing you were worrying about had actually happened, even though it hasn't happened yet. But remembering right now that it felt so good when you remembered that it had happened, and right now you didn't need to worry about it anymore. But you're probably thinking right now about something that has happened, something that you were worried about until it happened. And now it has happened, you can find no need to worry about it at all. That's because worrying about things is simply a way of thinking about things. Something that your subconscious mind learned to do a long time ago. It learned how to automatically think about the negatives, the awful things that might go wrong, things that might happen. To think about all the things we really hope will not happen. So then we start to think about what we would do if those awful things did happen. And then worrying even more when we think that we won't know what to do if those awful things begin to happen. And yet all of those things are based simply upon fear rather than fact. They're based upon fear rather than an absolute belief that it will definitely happen. Because if we truly believe that something will definitely happen, we can always decide what action we will take. We will always make a decision. But when it's only a fear that something may happen, it means that we're not at all sure that it will. So it's not a surprise that we then worry about what we will do. Because in order to think of what we would do, we have to think about the very thing we do not want to happen. And we really do not want to think about that. So we worry in case it happens. And that powerful subconscious of yours can do that automatically in the background. So now you're going to learn a clever trick. A special trick. You're going to learn how to teach your mind to think in a different way. So to start with, I want you to think about that thing you thought of a few moments ago. That thing that you may be worrying about. That thing that you may be feeling a little stressed about. And notice how it feels as you begin to think about it. Because now, I want you to vividly imagine. I want you to use every ounce of your mind, just as vividly as you can. I want you to imagine what you actually want to happen. In that challenging situation, I want you to imagine exactly what you want to happen. And of course, I can't know exactly what it is you're thinking about, but I do know that whatever it is, you can think of it in two ways. You can think of the worst way, and the best way. And when you think of something in the worst way, all you can do is worry and stress about it. But if you think of something in the best way, you are then thinking of what you actually want to happen. You are thinking of a positive solution. And then you can think about how you might be able to move towards that positive solution. How you might make that thing turn out exactly the way you want it to. And notice how different that thing feels this time, as you think about what you actually want to happen in that situation. So now you've actually changed the way you feel inside, just by thinking a different thought. And it's an interesting thing that as you teach your subconscious mind how to think about things in the best way, you are more likely to find a way of making a positive change to the things you worry about. If you think about what you actually want to happen, rather than what you fear may happen, you can teach your subconscious mind to look for answers. So that it's completely true that if you think about what you actually want to happen, that thing that you fear may happen will be less likely to happen. Now, of course, it's true that sometimes we have absolutely no control over something that's about to happen. But even then, in that moment, we can think of it in two ways, the worst way or the best way. And the best way is to know that whatever happens, this is now simply a part of life that you will find in that moment the best way to deal with all the skills you've been taught, the techniques to calm and relax yourself. This becomes now a part of life that will before long become a thing of the past, as everything does. And it's a fact that whether we worry about a thing, or whether we don't worry about a thing, when that thing happens, it then immediately becomes a thing of the past. Just as you're beginning to listen to me today, it's now a thing of the past. And it may even be that you worried about that, wondering what was going to happen. And yet all is well. And all remains well. And from now on, you're going to discover that it becomes easier and easier for you to think about what you actually want to happen, instead of what you fear may happen. And as you teach that subconscious mind to think of what you want to happen, it will begin to find solutions to problems, turning a setback into an advantage more often than not. At the beginning of our time together now, I asked you to imagine how wonderful it would be to feel this relaxed whenever you want to be. And as you imagine that now, a special part of you in the depths of your subconscious mind, that part of you that knows just what to do and just how to do it, is even now beginning to stir and become more active. And that activity will steadily increase with each and every passing day until you automatically choose the best way of thinking, every time. Automatically finding the answers to challenges every time. Because now we can focus on reframing beliefs, changing thoughts. Thoughts particularly pertaining to performing in front of an audience, and perhaps more on a personal level. Because I want you to acknowledge to yourself right now at such a deep down level, acknowledge to yourself that you are indeed a talented musician, a talented performer who performs with confidence, who enjoys the energy of an audience and a crowd. Recognize that speaking in a more professional setting, it's always an opportunity to share your expertise and insights, just like when you perform. Embrace the belief that your voice is valuable. It's deserving of respect, regardless of the occasion in which you project that voice. In fact, imagine yourself right now standing in front of an audience, perhaps after you've just been playing and singing for them. Stand right there in front of that audience, just after you've performed. And all through that set, you've noticed the mood of the audience, you've adjusted your song set to adapt and to steer the mood of that crowd, and the crowd have loved the performance. Imagine soaking up the buzz from that energy from the crowd. I want you to feel that after-performance glow flowing its way through your entire being right now. The elation of the energy and the relief after such a successful performance. Soak up all those feelings right now. Let all those feelings flow through you right now, surround you, and absorb into you. You've been on stage, you've performed, the crowd has loved it, and you are now basking in the glow. Soak all those feelings in right now. And bring all those feelings with you, as you now imagine yourself standing before a group of colleagues or friends. You're feeling this sense of calm, confidence, this glow and this buzz radiating from within you. All the energy from that performance still buzzing its way through your veins, transforming into an external appearance of calm confidence. And you can decide in your own mind, whatever situation or event you find yourself standing in front of right now, speaking to these people before you. It could be a work party, it could be an end of year bash, it could be a family gathering, a birthday, it could be a wedding. You can decide the event for yourself. And based on whatever event you decide, you will know exactly what you have to say to these people. You will know the tone to deliver your speech or your talk or your presentation. You will know the energy and the sentiment that you wish to project out to them. And so you do. I want you to imagine yourself now, speaking calmly, friendly, with clarity, eloquence and ease. See yourself engaging with all the colleagues around you. Perhaps sharing your ideas. You might be answering questions with confidence and poise. You may be congratulating a friend on their marriage. Embrace all the positive energy from this room that you're in as your words resonate, as you inspire those around you. Just feel the love and respect they have for you. Because now it's time to dig deep, deep down and release any remaining, lingering self-doubt or anxiety. Imagine you're holding a balloon in your dominant hand. And this is representing your anxiety, your nerves, perhaps the physical sensations of a dry mouth or shaky hands or vocal wobbles. Visualize all of your worries, fears, self-limiting beliefs, physical ailments. Visualize them all flowing down into your arm and down into this balloon. All of the negativity, mental, physical, all of that negativity flowing into that balloon and inflating that balloon now. And I want you to watch as you now let that balloon just start to float away, taking all that negativity with it, leaving you with a profound sense of relief as you just let go of the anxiety, the worry, the nerves, as you begin to embrace a state of deep calmness. And we can reinforce this with positive suggestions to enhance your own confidence and calmness and comfort in front of any audience. I want you to repeat these affirmations just silently in your mind right now, allowing these ideas to resonate deeply within you. Repeat them in your mind quietly right now. I am a confident and articulate speaker. Speaking to an audience of any kind comes naturally to me. I am respected and valued for my contributions. I speak with clarity, conviction, and authenticity. Every time I speak, I observe, I inspire, and I engage my audience. I observe, I inspire, and I engage my audience. So take a few moments now to imagine yourself successfully speaking in various scenarios, speaking at personal gatherings, speaking in front of professional board meetings, speaking or performing at music venues, talking to family members at gatherings or events. In each occasion, in each situation, in fact all the time, now feeling this surge of confidence, this satisfaction, this buzz and this glow with each interaction, embracing the positive feedback, the recognition you receive from colleagues and people around you, your audience, further reinforcing your belief in your own abilities to perform before any audience. And as our time draws to a close, know that you have the power to transform your relationship with performing and speaking on every single occasion. The confidence and the ease that you desire are now within you. And the old nerves, the shakes, the sweats, the negative thoughts, they simply have no place to store within your body or mind now. So carry this newfound calmness, this newfound confidence with you into every audience setting. Knowing that your voice, your music, your sentiments, your ideas are valuable and they're very worthy of attention. And when you awaken, you will feel refreshed and empowered, ready to embrace every speaking opportunity, every performance opportunity with newfound confidence, just as you do when performing as a musician, because you are capable, competent, and deserving of success. So now it's time to begin to return to fully awakened consciousness, carrying this confidence and this assurance within you into your daily life. Knowing that you are fully equipped to deal with any challenges in the most effective way you can. So begin to take a few deep breaths as I count to five. And you can come all the way back at the count of five, feeling wonderfully refreshed, alert and energized. One, two, three, coming slowly back. Four, eyelids beginning to flutter. And five, eyes open, wide awake. Mind and body returning to normal conscious awareness. Welcome back.